Tuesday, the 5th of August. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, this week, at the end of this week, who knows what is the really big, amazing public holiday that we're going to celebrate? Ah, on Saturday, it is National Women's Day in South Africa. It's not National Women's Day anywhere else in the world. This is only in South Africa. And it has to do with an extraordinary thing that happened in 1956. On that day, approximately 20,000 women in South Africa, so that's a long time ago, August 9th, 1956. Yes, some of your grannies may have been alive for this. Or great-grannies. Great-grannies were definitely alive for this. Some of your grannies may have been alive for this, but they were probably children. So I don't think there's anyone really who remembers it very well, but we have stories about it. 20,000 women, that's a lot of people, guys. 20,000 women marched to the Union Buildings in Pretoria. And why did they march? Well, some of you may have heard about these horrible laws that existed under apartheid called the Pass Laws. And the Pass Laws divided people by race and said that if you were a black South African, in order to move around the country, you needed like a little passport for staying in your own country. It was a very, very evil system designed to limit movement and to give the police all sorts of powers so they could just arrest people if they didn't have their passbooks with them. And it was really, really bad. And women marched against this. They marched against it because they wanted the pass laws to be done away with. They wanted to not have to carry passes. They didn't want to carry passes. And they wanted to be free in their own country. And that's an important thing that women still want. Many years later, I can remember this, in 2006. So some of you were probably not born then, but your moms and dads were definitely born, and especially your moms and your grannies were born. In 2006, a reenactment of the march was staged for its 50th anniversary, and at that time there were still some of the 1956 veterans alive. And two things about that second march. It was in memory of those women who marched against the pass laws, but the holiday still is used by South Africa to draw attention to the significant problems that African women still face, such as being single parents, having violence in the home, sexual harassment at home and in the workplace, unequal pay, and the importance that all girl children be allowed to go to school. And it's still used to say that these are important ideas and we need to have real equality in our country. If we look at our country, we have laws to protect women. Our constitution protects women in a legal way, but like many things in our country, we're still learning how to live into the promises of our constitution. And so lots of women, lots of girls do not feel safe at home or at school or at work. Perhaps you are one of those girls, or perhaps you know one of them. And you may wonder, is there anything I can do to help them? And there are some things. It's very helpful to be able to talk to a safe adult. That might be a teacher, might be a principal at a school, it might be a priest or a religious sister. And normally, if you talk to someone like that in this country, they will help you find a social worker or a psychologist who can also help you. Because often we need help if we're in an unsafe situation. So today I want us to pray. Let's pray first for anyone who may be listening to this program and who doesn't feel safe in their home, in their school, in their workplace, especially because they are a woman or a girl child. And we pray that they might find the courage to go and ask for help. Go and ask someone to help them. If there's no one you trust, you can always go to the local police station also and ask to speak to a social worker. And then we pray also for everyone in the whole world who might be feeling unsafe tonight and today. For children everywhere and women everywhere who are the victims of violence. And we pray that we might be agents of peace and of love and of kindness in our homes, in our schools, and when we grow up in our workplaces. We ask this in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.